Within a year of Kristallnacht, peace for our time was no longer viable. On September 1, 1939, German forces invaded Poland and began World War II. According to the Nazi belief in social Darwinism, the strong deserved to overpower the weak. The Nazis believed the Poles were a subhuman race and did not deserve claim to their land when it was so needed by Germany for Lebensraum, or living space. To achieve this, Hitler negotiated a non-aggression treaty with Joseph Stalin and agreed that Germany and the Soviet Union would invade Poland from opposite sides, thus splitting the country in two. Within 3 weeks, Poland had surrendered her land. Immediately, those in leadership positions in Poland seen as a threat to Germany's occupation were eliminated, including political and religious leaders, Polish soldiers, law enforcement personnel, and even teachers. Poland also had the highest pre-war population of Jews in Europe, approximately 3 million compared to Germany's 600,000. Ghettos were quickly established throughout German-occupied Poland. Some were enclosed and consisted of numerous city blocks. Others were open with just a road or two in a small town. Jews and gypsies made up the majority of people moved to these ghettos, later making it easier to transport prisoners in large numbers to concentration camps.